Grace and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. They complained. Boy, did they complain. They complained about all kinds of things here at this particular place. They will find a lesson from God that they would wish that they had not the chance to hear. Here it is. The people spoke against God and against Moses. Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no food and no water. And the food we do have, which is interesting, and we detest this miserable food. It's like talking to an eight-year-old. There's nothing to eat around here. Well, here's an apple. I don't want that. They complained. And God, of course, had to do something, not in order to punish them, but in order to bring them to a place that they could be the people that God intended for them to be. And so God did. Serpents, snakes, just the kind of thing that I myself would not be terribly impressed with in the first place, but they were poisonous, and they came, and they would bite the people. And that bite was serious enough that they would begin to die. And then they cried out again, "Oh, we have sinned. We have complained against God and against you, Moses. Do something about this. And take these and pray to the Lord to take away the serpents from us." So Moses prayed for the people. Good for him. And the Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous serpent and set it on a pole, and everyone who is bitten shall look at it and live." Moses made a serpent of bronze and put it on a pole, and whenever a serpent bit and someone, that person would look at the serpent of bronze and live. God did not do what they asked. They asked, "Take these serpents away so that we do not have to deal with this problem again." Instead, God had Moses fashion a symbol of some sort that all they had to do was look at it. But the symbol itself was an acknowledgement of their own sin. They could not get away doing it the easy way. God, in God's grace, has found ways of bringing together both sides of an issue. In Jesus Christ, we find both our sin, that he is the one who ultimately dies in our place, he is the innocent one, and he is put to death. And we, who are the guilty ones, we get on with our lives. And we say to ourselves, there's something strange here. Well, there is. It's God's work. It's not like anything the way we would do it. Instead, God makes us look at our sin at the same time, he says, "And when you do, you will find your redemption. You will find your forgiveness. You will find your new life." In looking at Jesus Christ, this one who is lifted up, even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness. And why does God do this? Because God loves the world. He loves the world so much that he is willing to give up even this, his own son, in order that all who believe in him may come to eternal life. For God did not send the son into the world to condemn the world. There's plenty of condemnation to go around even without Jesus. We do real good at that. We do it to ourselves, we do it to our neighbors, we do it to those that are most important to us and the ones we love. We do it to millions of people that we've never even met. Condemnation is a part of the world, and that is why those who have not believed are already in condemnation. That's the basic state of things, but it is dependent upon God to bring us our salvation, our redemption, and he does it in faith. We don't have to take any magic pill. We don't have to go to the pharmacy. We don't have to fill out forms that verify, yes, we are insured. My wife is over that magic age, and so we are going through the fun of discovering what Medicare is all about. Oh, it's a great deal of fun. We don't have to do any of that stuff in order to find our healing. Instead, what God does is he says, look at this. Look upon Jesus, the one who is both the one who holds your sin, but the one who offers salvation and forgiveness and redemption. Someone has referred to this as the great exchange. We receive everything that he has, and he receives everything that we have. We have nothing to offer except for our sinfulness, but we have nothing to receive except for God's grace. This is the way that and Moses was one who was a picture of what was going to happen, and Jesus clearly says, this is me. I am the one who both holds your judgment and your forgiveness. You're being a sinner and a saint at the same time. In me, I am everything that you need. And he was right. Amen.